Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House is signaling that President Trump and Vice President Pence have no plans to leave office early in wake of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Trump and Pence met late Monday.
A senior administration official who declined to speak on the record said the two men met in the Oval Office and, quote, pledged to continue the work on behalf of the country for the remainder of their term. Pence has been silent as congressional Democrats call on him to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office after inciting a mob to storm the Capitol. Pence was presiding over the Electoral College vote tally at the time and had to take shelter, while Trump criticized him via tweet. This statement following their meeting is the nearest indication yet that Pence doesn't intend to force Trump out and Trump doesn't intend to resign. The House is expected to vote later this week to impeach Trump for a second time. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting House Republicans for blocking efforts to remove President Trump from office immediately. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
In a statement, Speaker Pelosi accused House Republicans of enabling the president's unhinged and deranged acts of sedition by rejecting a resolution that calls on Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. In the meantime, the House has unveiled an article of impeachment against Trump, charging him with inciting an insurrection. Impeachment could enable Congress to bar Trump from making another run for the White House.
Windsor Johnston reporting. The government agency that oversees inauguration security has a new leader. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf resigned Monday. Wolf's departure comes amid FBI warnings of potential armed protests across the country in the coming days. Twitter says that since Friday, it has suspended more than 70,000 accounts for sharing content linked to the baseless QAnon's conspiracy theory. As NPR's Shannon Bond reports, the purge is part of Twitter's response to the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Twitter said on Friday it would permanently ban accounts dedicated to sharing QAnon claims because of their connection to real-world harm. It has now removed tens of thousands of such accounts. Social networks have been cracking down on QAnon for months, but last week's events have put new scrutiny on how they handle false and misleading information. QAnon proponents claim, with no evidence, that President Trump is fighting a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. Some prominent accounts have also spread false claims about election fraud. Twitter also said on Monday that users who repeatedly break its rules against sharing election misinformation could be permanently suspended under a new strike system. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are higher. This is NPR. The New York State Bar Association says it has opened an inquiry into Rudy Giuliani's remarks to Trump supporters before the attack at the U.S. Capitol. Giuliani told the crowd, "Let's have trial by combat." Although the Trump attorney could be expelled from the bar for violating its code, only courts can decide whether Giuliani gets to keep his license to practice law. Attorneys for the Trump administration say the U.S. Census Bureau is not likely to finish its quality checks on the 2020 national headcount before March. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports on the latest delay in the census schedule and what it likely means for President Trump.
A week after Justice Department attorneys said the first results from the 2020 census would likely come out in early February, the Trump administration has informed a federal judge of a further delay. The projected release date is now March 6th for the new state population numbers that determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next decade. The Census Bureau is still trying to fix irregularities it's found in records for last year's count, which was upended by the pandemic and last-minute changes by Trump officials. The new timing means that the chances of President Trump carrying out a plan to alter the numbers are growing dimmer. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
Ford Motors is shutting down production at three plants in Brazil because of the pandemic. The plant closures affect roughly 5,000 workers. Ford says it'll keep its South America headquarters, product development center, and proving grounds in Brazil. The U.S. automaker has had manufacturing operations in that country for over a century. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.